Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Our very first guest in the history of Wilde and Tausch, which will be, I'm sure, a long and distinguished history.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Aaron Rodgers, give us an over-under on what number would you set for how many shows we do.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
I'm going to say they leave 52 weeks in a year. I'm going to say you do about 230.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
And then what happens?
No, then Tausch kind of bows out.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Thursday edition, the Tucker Kraft explains his love for Rocky IV and talks about some other important stuff too. I'm just so happy for those poor, downtrodden celebrity Knicks fans that they showed all game long last night. I mean, they had a struggle to scrape together enough money to pay for those courtside seats. So glad they got rewarded with the greatest comeback.
Hey,
in NBA
chase the dream,
history.
Not the fame. Chase the dream, not the fame.
And the I had another shirt picked out this morning, and then I thought, no, I got to go with another one of these just for old boy edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the amazing, stupendous, fantabulous ESPN Wisconsin app, which is A, free, B, fully customizable, so you can move us and our brand spanking new logo into the number one position so you can get to us easily, and C, can be found both in the Android and Apple app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay, last day of Packers minicamp today. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and from his undisclosed location, where it doesn't feel like he's been very much lately, at least during the program. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Wasn't last night the... I know you were making fun of Taylor Swift and Mariska Hargitay and Spike
Mariska
Lee and
Hargitay,
Olivia
yeah.
Benson,
Jerry Seinfeld.
Last night was what this is all about. That's why we have jobs. It's why sports matter. It's why I just think it was, again, New York. Everything gets highlighted, right? Mm-hmm. But the joy and emotion and vibes and community, there's nothing else that brings you that in society. There's not. Tell me what it is. Tell me what will bring all of everybody that much joy. They're just not, they're in anything. It's why sports matter. It's why it's great. It's why, like, those moments, and somebody on Get Up this morning said this, I forget who said it, but This is one of those, for anyone in that building, or if you're a huge Knicks fan, this is one of those things that when you're on your deathbed or when you're kind of reliving moments in life, you're going to remember that. That is a special gift to bring to people. So I sometimes will kind of get in your camp where it's like, oh, what we're doing, I don't know. Athletics, and I knew this after the 9/11, you know, before that 9/11 game when mm-hmm. we played Washington, and Mike Sherman mentioned it and brought it up to us about, yes, there's more important things, and yes, doctors and teachers, from a professional standpoint, are they making a bigger impact? On a day-to-day basis, no doubt. But moments in life that you just, that stick with you, there's a few of them. And I think for people that love the New York Knicks and love sports, last night, especially if they go on and win it. Now, if they don't, Homer, it'll be homered. It'll be a fart in the wind. But that's one of those deals that people will talk about, and it just was another great reminder to me how important sports are for everybody in culture and for our society. And I think as we're getting more automated and less connected and more lonely and all of the stuff, it even is becoming more important in our society. So it just was a great reminder to me, and I thank the New York Knicks for pulling that off. Even though I'm hoping the Spurs win it, it was a great reminder of why it's important, because it was blanking awesome. That's why.
Yeah, I would have rather it had been Spurs fans celebrating at whatever they called it. It's not Hemisphere Arena, which is what they used to play in when I was young.
It's the Alamo Dome.
Frost Bank Center, I think, is what it is now.
Cross Plains.
Do fans want to watch all those celebrities? Do you want that on your broadcast?
Obviously, they do, or they wouldn't put it up. Just think, Jason.
Well, I don't.
Eleanor, you say you don't, but you do. You want to talk about it. Like, get out of here with that. You're not a fan, so you're not even eligible to talk. You're a reporter. If you were at Sid's soccer game and Taylor Swift is over at Green Bay East High School, you don't think you're going to be like, oh, that's pretty crazy at Taylor Swift. Come on, like, let's get serious. Or if Matt LaFleur is there, or
is
if any of the Packers. You
apples.
Always mention, you. It is. They're local celebrities. You bring it up and you do watch. Mike McCarthy gets thrown out of a high school game. Do we talk about it? Yes. So, yes, Jason, it is. Or trust me, ESPN, ABC wouldn't put it on their broadcast. But that's a part of this whole process. And when Taylor Swift came to Lambeau, fairly certain everybody was intrigued where she was. What did she do? Did she have a good time? Like, yeah, it does move the needle.
Yeah. It was a lot of celebrities celebrating, which, again, happy for Mariska Hargitay and Larry David and everyone else who enjoyed. Kind of disappointed for Ron Harper. That didn't go as well for
him. I found out that Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld didn't cut Kramer, Elaine, and Costanza in on the recurring monies. The syndication, and that's why the show ended. Allegedly. I want to make sure I put allegedly, because I'm not messing with
you.
Seinfeld.
Was that on the ESPN broadcast? I missed that part.
No, I'm a huge Seinfeld fan, obviously, and Costanza was doing an interview with somebody, or whatever his name is, Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
And he basically said that they went to Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld and said, hey, we've been doing this a long time. We want a little cut, which should be... You think those guys would be like, hell yeah. Yeah, sprinkle. And they're like, nah, no. So take that when you hear about some of these celebrities talking about income inequality and all this. Just remember some of that, too. So let's just keep that the thing. But to get back to, I don't know why you're anti-Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld being at the game.
Well, I could see why Jason Alexander might be. A few
they cost us
Michael
a couple
Richards.
More years of Seinfeld, maybe, too, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that at least the Knicks won.
I just
them.
So I looked at that and I thought the whole thing was very interesting. Obviously, the emotions of how that played out and it made me think: What have we had as a sports fan here? Like a day like that. What is that moment for you as a Wisconsin sports fan?
Like where
it's
it
easy
brought
for
everyone
me,
together?
And it ended. That brought everyone together, and it was just sheer pandemonious joy. Because there's so much heartbreak in what we've seen. Obviously winning the Super Bowl, but that was not to say it was anticlimactic because you had to get Ben Roethlisberger off the field at the end of that game. The win over Kentucky is still, for me, being in the building, the biggest, like, not being on a team. That was the biggest sports come together, unbelievable sheer joy that we've had. And I don't know, Green Bay Packer-wise, what that might look like. But is there something I'm missing? Maybe that NFC Championship game against Carolina where all of that, all of the suffering and everything else kind of came out, and you know, obviously going to the Super Bowl, but I don't know.
With the Lombardi Packers with tears running down their face like Ray Nitschke as the time clicks away and the Packers go to the Super Bowl. That's a good one. I would say, even though it wasn't a game that a lot of Packers fans were at, but the way everything unfolded and then the game being played on Monday night, given how beloved this player was at the time, would be Favre playing the way he did after his dad died, which you played in that game. But everyone was glued to their televisions. Everyone was grieving with him. That's I was there that night. It was, I would argue that that would be the first one that springs to mind for me. There's a lot of great moments that I've covered. There's a lot of great, like, I don't know, Jesse, Nyjer Morgan scoring the game-winning run. I know he's been one of our Yingling Legends hotline guests. I'm not close enough to feel strongly about a Brewers moment like that one. Is that one of them?
Yeah, because it was the first playoff series win. Same thing with the 2008 finale with CC going the complete game against the Cubs, and then everybody sticking around watching the end of the Marlins Mets game on the Jumbotron to get the Brewers into the playoffs. That one was big. But then the walk off to win Game 5 to propel them to the NLCS. I was at both of those games, and both were equal, like, just joy, shouting at the top of your lungs, hugging people you don't even know next to you. Like, that was awesome.
Yep.
844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Moments in Wisconsin sports that you felt brought us all together.
What is the biggest sheer joy? Yeah, like when you, it was what we saw last night, because obviously sports fans, you watch it, it was great drama. It was a collapse. It was the 28-3 Falcons Patriots Super Bowl kind of a redo to me. That's the vibe you got. You kept wondering, why are you shooting so many threes? San Antonio milked the clock a little bit. You know, go ahead. It wasn't quite the same as, obviously, there was a 21-3 lead we had against the Bears this last playoff. But you kind of start seeing the meltdown occurring. Very similar, you could say, to our loss against the Seattle Seahawks in 2015, the NFC Championship game. So where have we had these moments? Obviously, Giannis sitting there taking it all in with the confetti coming down, pretty blank and cool. I am curious what everybody's, because mine's easily Decker hitting the shot and we beating the undefeated Kentucky team and then drinking 700 Coors Lights in the Omni Hotel outside of, in Indianapolis was awesome. What moment is it for you? And I think, Jason, you're probably going to be, we have some older fans of the show. I do wonder how much that goes back into the Lombardi era, because how many have had? How many of these moments have we had really outside? I think I was not in the building at Lambeau for that 96 NFC Championship win, but I would think that moment had to be pretty special too.
844-770-3776. We'll take your text messages on the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. Jesse, what do you got from the text line early on?
Bill in Albuquerque's on hold. We'll get to him coming up. Brandon in Tulsa texts in here. Couldn't agree more with Tausch. Lots of pain and division in the country today. Seeing that many people come together to be able to celebrate and be that joyful, even for just an evening, was great to see. Tucker in Wausau also texts in, and he says, yes, it was Nyjer Morgan's game-winning hit in the 2011 NLDS.
Yeah, I remember sitting at Hooters watching that. That was special. I definitely remember. A lot of hugs, a lot of wings. It was great. That was awesome. I agree. I wish I would have been at, I guess, then Miller Park. That would have been a good one to be at.
It certainly brought Knicks fans and New Yorkers together. San Antonio fans didn't feel that way at all. Like, if we're talking about things that brought people together, I would say that when Chris Gizzy ran out with the American flag, didn't matter if you were a Washington fan or a Green Bay fan or just watching the game just because it was Monday Night Football, but that brought everyone together. The World Series that year, even though, was that the year that it was the Mets and the Yankees that both wound up in the series after 9/11?
Or was the first pitch. Yep.
Yeah, like those, again, like, I don't think it probably brought people together that some Knicks fan threw an egg at Wembley when he arrived at the arena. Although maybe that brought together Knicks fans too. Like, I just, it's certainly great for their fan
Knicks
base.
Fans, huh? You hating the Knicks fans.
And again, I understand that celebrities are people too, as D-Mize 2 points out in the ESPN Milwaukee 2. I just thought there were probably normal people that you could have showed in the crowd too. It felt like it was more celebrities than Joe Average Knicks fan. That's all reacting to that moment. That's all I saw were famous people.
I know. Come on, man. Like, come on. That's like, you've been around long enough. Like, come on. You're really gonna. That seems like a weird hill.
I'm just being honest on what I thought.
I know you are. And I'm being honest back at you. It's absurd that
you're being honest.
I can't believe they would show John McEnroe and Larry David over Lenny from Brooklyn, who's up in the 500 sections. Like, come on, dude.
I actually thought they did a great job. They showed the celebrities that people would want to see, the longtime ones. And then, of course, Taylor Swift was there. But then they also did, like, the panning camera over the entire arena also. So it was, like, big moment, players celebrate, celebrity, fans. And I thought they did a great job capturing all of it.
Now, I have to give Jason credit, though. Jason, I got to give you credit because I've seen this movie before. Aaron Rodgers in the heat of controversy and everybody going to talk to him, and you said, no, I am going to go talk to Rudy Ford this afternoon. I am not going to go with the celebrity. I'm going to go talk to Rudy Ford. So you're practicing what you're preaching. God bless you. If you're selling newspapers, you're not going to put Taylor Swift on the cover. You're going to go get Bill from Albuquerque and put him on the cover. And I respect that about you. I do.
Tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
You have no comment on that? You don't have any comment on my Rudy? I go back to Rudy Ford, and I'm legitimately complimenting you, and you got nothing? Well, I got something for you, and that's a great deal from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Shopping for new windows and doors should never include haggling. Pella sticks to straightforward pricing, honest conversations, helping homeowners find the right fit for their home, and they never use high-pressure sales tactics. When you buy direct through Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the same team that manufactures your windows and doors also sells them, installs them, and services them. Real pricing, premium quality, without the games. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
That is the Carbless Talk and text line. This is more. We'll get to some of your text messages, but first let's go to Bill in Albuquerque. First, Bill, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. What did you think of last night, and what's the moment that you think of bringing everybody together?
Well, for Wisconsin, and I was part of this as a fan, I can't remember a bigger high or a higher high than when Giannis and the Bucks came back after 50 years and won the title there, because I was outside that, you know, the arena there, the stadium, and that was just a spectacular sight and experience. So just for me personally, with all those people there and Giannis for what he did and the time span that it took to bring another NBA championship, That to me was, and that was talked about for a long time. So I think from a Wisconsin point of view or from a Milwaukee point of view, that's what I would pick. I think globally, the only one globally or, you know, nationally, I think the only other time you bring people truly together was the 1980 hockey team. I mean, that's legendary, but you know,
that's the gold standard. Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, it's hard to top that one. Yeah. So, and I'm ready for the photo shoot, Touch. Thanks very much. I appreciate that.
You got it.
As far as the magazine goes, but the only other time I it was more of a surprise than like, holy moly, we won the Super Bowl is when Rodgers won it. And it was just more of a surprise. Like, you know, the seconds ticking down at the Super Bowl and the realization, hey, we just won the Super Bowl. How did we do that? You know, and that's not the same level though, I don't think at all, but I kind of like the Giannis one. The Packers in the 60s. Yeah, though, that's a good one, but I almost would back it up from the Super Bowl to, you know, the games with Dallas before. They were more climactic and exciting than either Super Bowl. So I don't know. And they were expected to win anyway. So I don't necessarily even put that in the same category.
Yeah, I would. And thanks for the call, Bill. I would say the Carolina game at Lambeau Field with Ray Nitschke with tears in his eyes, seeing the Packers go back to the Super Bowl for the first time in 29 years after wandering in the wilderness of mediocrity and worse, and what it meant to all those guys. Because those, you know, most of those guys were still around, and they had seen how bad the franchise had gotten during the 70s and 80s after their era ended. I have very vivid memories. That was my first year covering the team. And I remember, and I think Brett and Chewy and Frank Winters, they would tell you all those guys were around a lot and really supportive. And so what I thought it did for the fan base was it brought together old school fans with the fans of the existing 1996 team. And I think that was a really neat thing to be able to witness. All right, let's get to another call.
And
here
I almost wonder if part of that is you have to feel the sheer joy that I think those fans, and again, it's not Taylor Swift, but the fans that have been New York Knicks fans for their life, you almost have to go through a long stretch of pain to feel the sheer joy that group had. Because you think about the Red Sox had it. It can't be the Patriots. Oh, that sheer joy. They beat the Rams 13-3 in a Super Bowl, and it was their sixth one. Like, it's going to fall a little hollow. You have to have some serious pain, I believe, to feel the sheer joy from a fan base standpoint. Cubs in 16, you had Bill Murray just like that was kind of the embodiment. The Red Sox, New York's a big market, so this is going to get played up because it's been 50 years. Like if the Cleveland Indians could ever do it, I mean, just think, I had sheer joy for the Cleveland Indians in Major League when they got it done against the Yankees with the bunt. Just think if the Indians were able to do it. And obviously for us now, I think I don't know if the Packers, they will bring a ton of joy if they win a championship this year. Could it be to that level of what we saw? I think the Milwaukee Brewers, it could do that because it's been never. It's been since 1982, since we've been there. I think if the Brewers could find a way to do the unthinkable and get it done, I believe that would be on the same level as where we saw the Badgers almost getting it done in 2014 for me. That's where I think it is.
I thought you were going to say it's almost like the Cleveland Indians winning the division. Let's get to another call. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Carl in Rhinelander. Carl, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How are you doing?
Morning. Excellent. How are you guys? This isn't quite
good.
I love
Hodag Country.
Game, but it's...
Love Hodag Country.
Yes, good. I love it up here. So here's, this isn't really as big of a game, but I remember the feeling when we left the stadium. It was the opener, I believe it was the opener, Monday night game where the Packers played the Bears and they were down 21-3 or something like that at halftime, and we came back and beat them.
Yeah, I think it was 20-0 in the third quarter, if I remember right.
Is that when Rodgers busted his knee up?
Money?
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 Yes. My wife is a Bears fan, and I just remember as we were leaving, she said, "You need to handle me with kid gloves the next couple of days." And I think that would be very close to how that game last night went. So, but
Carl, Carl, did you follow her request of handling her with kid gloves after that game played out the way it did? And is she reciprocating that now, or is she obnoxious like a lot of Bears fans have been since last year's two late season wins?
I am still married, so yes, I did reciprocate. And we have an understanding. We don't give each other too much flack about the Bears because we're both football fans first.
Okay.
And we respect the rivalry. So,
okay, good. I'm glad that you guys make it work.
Sounds like a tough marriage.
I got a quick question. Carl can be spelled with a C and a K, right? I just saw Carl with a K. I know Carl's with a C. Is there any Carlas with a K, or are they all with C's?
My mother-in-law is
Carlas with a K.
My mother-in-law is a Carla with a K. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It's kind of interesting.
Anybody ever spell Mark with a C at the end on you or no?
For me? No. Not that I know of. Yeah, I'm sure somebody has, but probably not.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776.
Jason, when is the last time you had sheer joy? Was it when Sid scored a goal? Or like, what is the last time you had sheer joy as a sports watcher? Observer, whatever, however you want to frame it.
Yeah, they have delivered a lot of joy. Obviously coaching teams and seeing us win games that maybe we were not expected to. I got to feel that joy. I felt a lot of joy with sports. It's just not this type of joy. And again, God bless Knicks fans. To your point about the fans that have lived in New York their whole lives, and I mean they haven't been to the finals since 1999. There's a lot of symmetry between that and your average Packers fan who loved the Packers and went through 29 years of them not going to a Super Bowl. Totally get it. What I'm saying is the conversation we're having now is completely disconnected from the celebrities that I don't know how many of them are hardcore fans or not. Some of them I'm sure are. Others, I'm guessing, were more there because it was the place to be seen last night, and they certainly enjoyed themselves and enjoyed the greatest comeback in NBA Finals history. We'll get some of your texts because I do really like this topic from Tausch, but what I also like is Steinhoffels and the great partnership we've had with them from the jump of our show. And as a presenting sponsor of our anniversary celebration, they have been there for us every step of the way. And if you think better sleep needs to be on your to-do list, now's the time to save on a beauty rest mattress at Steinhoffels. For a limited time, you'll get a free foundation or $500 instant savings when you purchase a King adjustable base set. Plus, with Steinhoffels 60-month financing, Queen Beautyrest mattresses start at just $32 a month. And when you shop in store, you can test rest a Beautyrest black mattress, and they will just give you, right, there you go, a $20 gas card. And Lord knows we need that right about now. Shop Steinhoffels in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Steinhoffels, Wisconsin's mattress leader. Relax. It's Steinhoffels. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
It's the summer of suspense for Giannis and the Bucks.
So sometime over the next 6 or 7 weeks, we'll decide whether Giannis is going to sign a max contract and stay with us, or he's going to play somewhere else.
Follow along right here on Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
Let's get to the text portion of the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. Jesse, what do you got on this topic?
A lot of good ones for the moments that have brought Wisconsin sports fans together the way the Knicks win did last night for New York fans. This one from Dave in Cedarburg. When the Packers beat the 49ers at San Francisco, their first playoff win with Holmgren, after years of suckage, you knew this was different. Dave in Cedarburg texted that one.
That's a great one. Yeah. That's when you kind of knew this whole thing was working and we were back. That's a really good one. Winning a playoff game on the road,
defending champs.
To knock them out and to give yourself a chance and to kind of take that next step. That's a really good one. I did not have that one. That's an awesome one by Dave.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of good ones here. Another one from Mike in Fond du Lac. Best memory ever: Rod Carew grounding out to Robin Yount to send the Brewers to the 1982 World Series. I saw that in Just a Bit Outside, the documentary.
Yeah, I don't know how I... they both involve Cecil Cooper. I don't know if it's that or... I mean, it is. That's a great moment. Don't mistake that. But is it that? That's the enduring image? Obviously, Jesse, you weren't born yet. Or is it Cooper, when he gets the base hit, that gives them the lead and he's telling the ball to get down, like Carlton Fisk waving the home run ball in the 75 World Series to stay fair by the Green Monster. I'm not sure which one is the more iconic of the images, but they're both extremely iconic from that, and that obviously brought lots of Milwaukee Brewers fans together with that win.
First-time texter Isaiah in La Crosse. Appreciate it.
Good job putting your name on it.
Exactly.
Put your name on it.
Yes, sir. 844-770-3776.
I would argue Isaiah might be one of the hardest names, first names to spell.
It's a tough one. Sneaky A in there.
I always get that one wrong. Yep. Yeah, a lot of extra vowels in there. All right.
Isaiah says, Aaron Rodgers throw to Jared Cook, followed by Mason Crosby's game winner against Dallas. That was in the divisional round of the playoffs in 2016.
Yeah, drew it up in the dirt, even though there wasn't any dirt. Drew it up in the turf. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. It was a great moment. I think we all were super excited after that game. But it just feels like, especially with Rodgers, because he won the championship early, if it didn't lead to a championship, it kind of dulls it. The moment in real time is still awesome. It was awesome, but history. You know, history, what do they always say? Winners have 1,000 fathers, a loser's an orphan. That's kind of how this goes. And that's kind of where this, while it was a great moment, doesn't stack up probably the same way because we had so much success prior to it. We get a little jaded. That's at least my take on it.
Yeah, I would say the one thing that sets that one apart is it's part of the larger narrative of run the table. And it gets them to an NFC championship game. But you're right. It definitely isn't the same. Just like the Favre moment or Al Harris's interception, which certainly brought fans together in overtime.
That was on NFL Network yesterday.
Unfortunately, it doesn't lead to a Super Bowl. But, yes, still a great moment.
Is it
what
bad
else you got,
that
Jesse?
More of these moments happen for Wisconsin sports fans in games that don't lead to championships? Like outside of the Bucks, the Valley Oop. To me, would be the one, even more so than the 50-piece from Giannis in Game 6. The Valley Oop was the one where you kind of knew, like, this flipped in our favor. Outside of that, a lot of these, like, the year that the Packers won the Super Bowl, there wasn't that individual, like, jubilation-type moment the way that some of these other
Tremont
individual
Williams
themes are.
Picking that pass off before halftime was pretty jubilant.
Mm-hmm.
B.J. Raji picking off Haney, pretty jubilant.
Yeah. Shaq in Franklin, the Brewers winning on Easter Sunday for 13 in a row.
That's a great one. Dale Swaim, a swing and a drive way back. Yes. That's a really great one. Other than the fact my parents made us leave that game early and we didn't see that happen. That was a incredible moment. Yes. Heard it in the
Dale
car.
Swaim. Hard, yeah, tough name to spell.
Last one.
If he'd only named his kid Isaiah Swame, he'd really had some
problems.
That
would be too. That would be too difficult if he did that.
I'm just seeing this one come in, so I don't. I'm not going to put it up on the screen. It's from a first-time texter Stu in New Mexico. Big New Mexico contingency today.
Well, we're big fans of the Lobos up here, so it makes sense.
In Los Lunas, Stu in New Mexico. Best together moment: the Badgers winning their first Rose Bowl in 1994. I was there, 75% Badgers fans, and it was nuts.
Good one, Stu. I'm with you on
that
one.
That's a great one, Stu. What is it? Los Lunas? Las Lunas?
Just South Albuquerque, he says. Los Lunas.
Okay. All right.
All right. We need to unveil round one. I'm a little nervous about this. Jesse walked us through our plan.
What are you so nervous about?
I'm just
You read three questions like you always do. This isn't that hard.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more on the line this time, and we have had some situations where there's been some inaccuracies involved. So it is time for the Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions. Now, don't fret if you were hoping to play trivia today, because we will also play trivia later in the program with, it'll be just the, you know, it'll be the at-large trivia, not the Tournament of Champions.
Tournament of Champions
is totally
separate.
It's going to have more of a Bishop's, it's going to have more of a Bishop's charity feel, though, today, I think.
We might have to look into doing double geography Wednesdays.
I think we do double geography on Wednesday and let Thursday breathe on its own.
That might be moving forward. That'll probably be our plan moving forward, just so we're all aware.
Probably could have talked about that in advance.
Probably.
This is how our show works, and we've decided that
10 years
now.
We've done this the same way.
So I don't need a caller because the bracket is set. Jesse, who are today's combatants?
It is in the same name region of our Trivia Tournament of Champions bracket. Our first matchup, Dan in Cambria, will square off against Dan in Brothertown. Two heavy hitters.
What are the odds? What are the odds here? Who's favored? Who's at home, et cetera, et cetera?
I'd put a slight favorite on the betting odds for Dan in Brothertown on this one. But
really?
Dan in Cambria, you know, he can sneak up on you. He can, he's full of surprises, as we've learned in our 10 years.
He's been a serial contestant for a long time around here too. He has been.
Associated Bank has all kinds of great perks with their brewers.
You're an old stick in the mud. Hey, you old stick in the mud today. Come on now, that was good.
It wasn't. It was a very obvious joke.
That was pretty good.
Dan in Cambria is not a serial killer. It was his neighbor.
We understand.
But Dan has learned the killer instinct for trivia thanks to his life experience.
I would be, if I was Dan in Brothertown, I'd be very nervous.
Dan in Cambria knows where the bodies are buried. All right, I'm done.
Hopefully those lot lines are well established wherever Dan in Cambria is at.
Brewers Checking from Associated Bank. You can't beat all the great perks that you get with Brewers Checking from Associated Bank, whether it's 20% off at the Brewers team store, up to 50% off home game tickets, express entry through the Associated Bank entrance, pre-sale access to designated concerts and non-baseball events at AmFam Field, and, of course, savings both on the Brewers Baseball Academy when you register for that, or when you register for the Famous Racing Sausages 5K and 10K run and walk at AmFam Field. So go to associatedbank.com/brewers to find out more. The big competition, round one, a first-round matchup between the Dans. I'm sure they will kill it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
it is time for round one, matchup number one in the Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions, presented by Events by Design.
Wildy and Tausch's 10th anniversary, presented by Steinhoffels. Nostalgia?
It's the best sports show in the state. It has been since 2016. It will continue to be. It's not even remotely close.
Appreciation?
I'm happy that with our partners and with our fans, we're able to kind of celebrate this.
Fun?
It's clear that you guys have done an unbelievable job of appealing to fans, partners, not as much teammates.
And competition.
The greatest of all time.
16 champions enter, but only one will achieve true greatness. This is the Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions, brought to you by Events by Design. For over 25 years, Events by Design has helped organizations create seamless, unforgettable events that leave a lasting impression. Search online Events by Design. We design, you party.
Let's welcome in our contestants in the same name region. First, let's welcome in Dan in Cambria. Dan, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. Welcome to the Tournament of Champions. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy anniversary, you guys.
Thank you very much, my friend. And let's welcome in his opponents, Dan in Brothertown. Dan, good morning, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great.
Jesse is going to flip a coin. Who's calling the coin toss, Jesse?
I have already done the coin toss off air. So heads was Dan in Cambria. Tails was Dan in Brothertown. Dan in Cambria has won our coin toss. In the interest of time, we're moving along. So Dan in Cambria gets his choice.
You didn't flip the coin on camera like that. That feels like digital video.
Yeah, I probably should do that. Next week, we will do it more dramatically with that. But, yeah.
Okay.
Feel the nerves. You feel the nerves. You feel the intensity of this competition this morning. I love it.
Pressure is a privilege, Billie Jean King. So, Jesse, that means that Dan in Cambria gets to choose. Does he want... And to be clear, Jesse wrote all
did
of these.
Did Dan go heads or tails? Which way did he pick?
He didn't
Jesse
pick.
Jesse chose the heads
I
or
did.
Tails
I did. Dan in
them.
Cambria was heads. Dan in Brothertown was tails. Dan in Cambria
I don't think
won
that was
heads.
How I was told it worked.
That's not I how I like go. It. I don't think that's how anybody here likes it.
Tails never fails. So be that as it may, tails did fail in this instance, I guess. So Dan and Cambria, you get to choose, and I want to be clear, I didn't write my questions, Tausch didn't write his. Jesse wrote them all, which gives us about a 31% chance that at least one answer will not be accurate, so we have to be careful. But do you want Tausch's questions, or do you want my questions for your options?
Well, what are the questions?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what they are.
I'll take Tausch.
Oh, okay.
It's great because it's the history of Wisconsin serial killers is what the topics are today. So that works out pretty well.
And we'll just keep beating that joke to death.
Nice.
Because he won the toss, does he get to choose whether he goes first or second?
Sure,
or
sure.
Jesse, you're just making stuff up as you go along.
Dan and Cambria, you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
All right. So then Dan in Brothertown, question number one, and as you know, because you were on the email Jesse sent out letting everyone know about the parameters of this game, they are each question will be from different categories, but they are all from frequently used categories in Wildy and Tausch Trivia. And we also have a tiebreaker question in case you guys end up tied at the end of regulation. So, Dan, in Brothertown, your first question is this, and it is in the category of song lyrics. Song lyrics. Was he mumbling? Is that what
I think he said, geez. I think that's what, yeah.
All right, here we go. Finish these lyrics from the Frank Sinatra classic, Dan.
Start spreading the news. Is it leaving today? Or is it back from LA? Or is it doing okay? Which of those three is it, Dan?
Leaving today.
Indeed. Indeed. One for one for Dan in Brothertown. Tausch.
That was pretty easy question to start. So I'm assuming Dan at Cambria is going to be easy. It is Wisconsin geography. And the question is this, Dan. Latitudinally, which of these Wisconsin lakes is located farthest north? Is it Lake Delton, Lake Caganza, or Geneva Lake?
I have no idea. That wasn't very easy.
That wasn't one of the choices. That wasn't one of the choices, Dan.
Give me the choices again, then.
Certainly, I'd love to. Is it Lake Delton, Lake Caganza, or Geneva Lake?
Farthest north?
Yep.
Oh, God. Caganza. Yeah.
It's a tough question. Would it have helped if I said this lake during one of the golf outings was drained by a big storm near Lake the Wisconsin Delta? Dells area? Would that have helped you?
Yeah, that would have helped me. Wisconsin Dells, yeah.
Might have been a good question.
It's a championship round, so I can't help.
Maybe that would have been a good way to phrase the question instead. All right. Yeah. Early lead for Dan and brother, but we have seen leads dissipate and a lot of very excited celebrities on the baselines and on the sidelines of Madison Square Garden as a result. So, Dan, question two for you is in sports current events. Sports current events is this category. Prior to his arrival at Texas Tech, which college football team did quarterback Brendan Sorsby most recently play for? Most recently play for? Is it Colorado, Indiana, or Cincinnati?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go with Colorado, Cincinnati.
Colorado,
the other one?
Indiana, Cincinnati, or Lake Delton.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to take a shot at Cincinnati.
He played at Indiana, but then he played at Cincinnati. And now
God, what a sordid affair
Texas
that
Tech.
Is, huh? It's a sordid affair that Sorsby's going through. Very sordid. All right. Dan, I'm not going to say we need this one, but we need this one.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, you're not supposed to have a horse in the race? Just because you're asking the questions.
I'm rooting for the guy I'm asking the questions for. Yeah, that's how this works. Well, we'll see. But if we don't get this one, there will be no New York-style comeback. U.S. presidents is the category, and often celebrated as the conservation president, which former U.S. president is credited with establishing the national park system? Love that national park system.
Yay!
Give him two entries. Yeah, give him two, Jesse.
That is not how it works in regular trivia or in the Tournament of Champions, but nicely done.
Staying alive, staying alive. Well done. You did not kill your chances. You are still very much alive now. But opportunity here for Dan in Brothertown to seal the win.
Can I make an executive decision? I think for dramatics purposes, I should read this to put pressure back on Dan in Brothertown.
Well, either way, if he gets it wrong, it's over. Or if it doesn't really make it.
No, it does. He gets it right. There's some drama. If Dan at Brothertown gets it right, it's over.
Go ahead.
It's a deuces beat.
Sure.
So wait, so what are you doing?
I'm going to read mine to put a little pressure on Dan at Brothertown. If Dan gets it wrong, it's a wrap.
You just get to decide. I don't think this is...
All right, Dan. Category is Wisconsin Badgers. Which Wisconsin Badgers quarterback has the most career wins as a starting quarterback in program history? Wow, good question. Is it Daryl Bevel, Joel Stave, or Brooks Bollinger?
Okay, let's go. Brooks Bollinger.
We're not going to say if that's right or wrong. That unfortunately is incorrect.
Yeah.
It's Joel Stave. Tough question, but fair. Very fair question, I thought, by Justin.
Yep,
a lot of tough questions for Dan in Cambria. All right, we still have to play out the string, Dan in Brothertown. So question three is this. Which Green Bay Packers quarterback not named Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, or Bart Starr has the most wins as a starting quarterback in franchise history, even though quarterback wins is not a stat? Which Packers quarterback has the most QB wins, not Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, or Bart Starr? So I guess this person would be fourth. Is it Lynn Dickey, Jordan Love, or Don Majkowski?
Oh.
Good question.
I would probably say Majkowski got hurt. It's Lynn Dickey.
Either way, there would not have been drama with the final question.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you got all three right. All right, Dan. Hey, Dan and Cambria, I want to send you off on a positive note. So even though you've been eliminated from contention, I'm going to give you the tiebreaker question that we won't have to use. Unless, Jesse, you want to save this for the next potential
tie.
Yeah,
let's save it. Let's save it. Less work for me. Let's save it.
Oh, boy. God. Jesse, you're so selfish.
Oh, Dan!
Yeah, Jesse.
Welcome to the show, Jesse.
I thought we were friends, Dan. What the heck?
I thought we were, too, and then you pull this one on me.
That's very fair.
Well, thanks to Dan. Dan and Cambria, heck of a contestant over the years.
He still prioritizes less work for him over doing you a solid, Dan. So just remember that.
I will.
Dan, Dan, we appreciate your loyalty to the show. We love that you're a good sport when we make all of our serial killer jokes about your neighbor, not about you. And you've been so loyal to our show. We really appreciate it, and we're glad you got to play. But somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose, and unfortunately, you were on the losing end today. Thanks, buddy.
Well, I'm a winner either way because I get to listen to you guys all these years. So.
Maybe Jesse should be nicer to you. Thanks, Dan.
Sounds like a Gruber Law Office's shout out to me.
Hey, could you guys? What do you know when the first trivia, when you first started the first?
It was during COVID.
Yeah, 2020.
It was during COVID.
Yeah, 2020 probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was one of the first callers in that.
Yeah, so. You're still waiting for your prize pack.
Yeah.
And, oh, we lost Dan. We're
well, I don't think that's. Yeah, I don't think that's going to come around. But
meanwhile, Dan in Brothertown, congratulations! You have advanced to the next round with a 3-for-3 performance. Well done, buddy, and I'm happy for you. I don't know what the bracket. I don't have the bracket in front of me. Jesse can maybe put it on the screen. But I think you take on the winner of Matt versus Matt. Yes, indeed. Matt Coonan versus Matt in West Bend in the same name region. Dan, we appreciate you, Coach. Thanks so much, and congratulations on the W.
Thank you, guys. And Jesse, I thought your questions were excellent.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Oh, look
sure
at Dan.
You do. Oh, wow. I like that Dan the
you
most.
Take care.
It's
even
just
though
gracing
Mark tried
you
to derail
up.
Me. Even though Mark tried to derail me, we got through.
He did.
He tried to rattle you.
Too strong.
You've coached too in too many big games to let that get to you. Well done. All right. That is.
Could have used him on the Spurs last night. Could have used Dan and Brothertown on the Spurs last
maybe
night.
Slow maybe slow things down
slap
a little
a time
bit.
Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Use some clock. All right. That is Wildy and Tausch. Trivia Tournament of Champions trivia presented of course, by Events by Design, which for over 25 years, Events by Design has helped organizations in creating seamless, unforgettable events that leave a lasting impression. Their team has been part of incredible experiences across Southeast Wisconsin, including helping us out with our big 10th anniversary celebration here in Green Bay later this summer. What sets Events by Design apart is simple. They bring fresh ideas, careful planning, and expert execution to every event that they touch. So whether you're building culture with an appreciation party, hosting a brand activation, planning your next gala, or pulling off a major industry event, some might say the 10th anniversary is all those things, Events by Design can help minimize your stress. So start designing your next event today. Just search online. It's this easy. Just go Google Events by Design, and they'll pop right up. Events by Design. We design, you party. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes. Maybe we'll talk about Tucker Kraft. Maybe we won't. It's Wilde and Tausch. Stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.